Security alerts as a result of terrorist attacks in the West African sub-region have become a major concern, with suggestions as to how Ghana should handle the situation. Radio Ghana spoke to some security experts to share their views on the issue. The former Deputy Unimil Commander in Darfur, Major General Henry Anyidoho, says all the measures the security services are putting in place are in the right direction. He says security is a shared responsibility, and therefore every Ghanaian must be alert and report any unusual movement to the security services. He also called for constant education and the flow of information to the public. Major General Anyidoho spoke to George Ankra.
Especially the latest occurred in Cote d'Ivoire. I have been following the comments to the organization, the briefings being given to the public, and I think they are all in place. It has to be done in collaboration with the neighboring countries. And I think everything I've heard so far, the commentary, the news releases, the president's instructions to us, I think they are just in place. The people should be alert. The public, if you observe anything which looks suspicious, you report it. Because security is everybody's business. The security agencies alone are not going to be 100%. There is no such thing as 100% security that any one person can put in place. But together, all of us being just alert, very observant, seeing something which doesn't look usual or normal to you and reporting to the right sources should be able to help us to close our ranks.
Now, when we talk of alertness, you remember in September 11th, some years back, America was,
yes,
the U.S. was taken by surprise. And I know too well that there's no 100% security anywhere.
Yes.
Do you think, based on your peacekeeping missions, any terrorists want to attack Ghana? For what reason? We have not done anything.
They are doing a lot of things. They are putting a lot of effort into this, and perhaps some of them we don't need to discuss openly. But I do not think that they are just don't do anything. They are doing something about it. I read one comment by Dr. Christiani of Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Center, who said that they should not be withholding information from the public. People should be educated. They should be aware of what is happening and report anything, any unusual movement they see. They should just report. You have been passing through a particular spot every day as a routine way of your life, and one day you pass there, you see something which looks odd to you and has to do with security. You may not be sure because you are not trained in that area, but if you report to somebody and the experts get there, they might be able to diffuse the situation. That's all of us must be aware. We shouldn't be hearing it as a distant story, distant ministry that does not affect us. It's close enough. If it happened in Burkina Faso, it's happening in Cote d'Ivoire. We cannot say that these are far away from our neighboring countries. In the remote parts of the country, if they watch anything which looks unusual, they should just tell somebody about it immediately. Immediately, because in these issues, time loss will be translated very quickly into loss of many lives. And the speed of action is what is important. Just report it.
A former National Security Coordinator, KB Kwanten, says once terrorism is a global issue, Ghana is at risk and must be prepared. He told Radio Ghana that the security services must collaborate with the global world in that direction. They should also be proactive. Mr. Kwanten called on Ghanaians to be each other's keeper and question suspicious movements and activities of people.
We are part of the global effort to fight terror, and therefore we are a target for the terrorists. And that's the awareness we should have, that although it doesn't concern us actively, we are partners in the war on terrorism. So it's like the theory that my enemy's friend is my enemy. So we become targets either vicariously or as a collateral victims. We are involved. Secondly, the terrorists have various objectives, and all can be factored into ideological reasons for the action, religious reasons, cultural reasons, and in some cases, racial reasons. So wherever they find the concentration of these factors in one place, they will strike. So far as we are part of the international community, where we receive various foreign nationals for various purposes, and where there's always a concentration of foreign nationals in particular places, we are a target. So that should be our consciousness, that we are at risk. Once we get that consciousness, then we will open our eyes to see unusual things and be aware that if we don't help in the global efforts, our own safety is at risk.
Now that the security services are up telling the whole country to be on the alert, in the remote villages, how alert should they be? Our borders are porous. What should we do?
Let's discount this idea of borders. Criminal terrorists who can do tight borders. They have always a way out. So let's discount this porous borders idea. Some have said that we have to beef our borders. No border is airtight for normal business, least of all for terrorists who are bent on causing damage. The best defense against terrorism is counterintelligence. You need information that can prepare you to take proactive measures against terrorists. And that is where each of us have a role to play. We should have educational policies aimed at sensitizing people that terrorism is a threat to our lives, our personal lives, to our national security, and so on.
A peacekeeping expert, Dr. Kenneth Emmanuel Kutia, says terrorist activities in the sub-region are justifications that terrorism is real and Ghana must be prepared for it. Dr. Kenneth Kutia said the anti-terrorism measures adopted by the security agencies is worthwhile, but they need to spread out and target concentrated areas. He offered some remedies.
First of all, let me mention that terrorism in Africa, and in particular West Africa, is an emerging security issue. And that is known to all governments, and especially the international organizations like the Economic Commission for West Africa, and other regional organizations that we have in Africa, and even to the larger extent, the United Nations. So all these organizations have identified terrorism as an emerging security issue. The issue that has to do to be done with this is whether various governments in African states have really identified that this is a real emerging security issue and whether they are taking steps or they're taking anti-terrorism steps to be able to prevent such an activity occurring in their country. Now, with the emergence of terrorist activities in the Sahel and eventually with the activities in Mali, by Al-Qaeda and the activities in Nigeria, Boko Haram, which has come into an alliance with ISIS, and then the recent attacks in Burkina Faso and La Côte d'Ivoire are justifications that terrorism is a real emerging security issue and that every state must be ready because to confront it, otherwise you can be taken unaware.
The security services have already announced an alert for Ghanaians. Is that enough?
What the security agencies need to do in addition is to refocus their attention on the emerging security issue of terrorism that we are being confronted with. The intelligence agencies need to spread out their activity to the various remote areas or areas that we suspect terrorist activities can take. But then, having said that, the issue of taking anti-terrorism measures in a particular country is a partnership activity between the security agencies and the citizens. So while the security agencies are adopting measures to be able to confront the menace of terrorism, there's a need to educate the citizens so that they can be in partnership with the security agencies by giving early warning in case they see suspicious movement or activities of terrorists within their area.